late-time accretion and neutron star mergers, implications for short gamma-ray bursts and kilonovae, by Wenbin Liu et al. We study the long-term T > 10s, evolution of the accretion disk after a neutron star, NS, NS or NS black hole merger, taking into account the radioactive heating by R process nuclei formed in the first few seconds. We find that the cumulative heating eventually exceeds the disk's binding energy at T10 to the power of 2s, alpha, 0.1, caret minus 1.8, m, 2.6 emson, caret 1.8 after the merger, where alpha is the Shakura-Sunyaev viscosity parameter and m is the mass of the remnant object. This causes the disk to evaporate rapidly and the jet power to shut off. We propose that this is the cause of the steep flux decline at the end of the extended emission, EE, or X-ray plateau seen in many short gamma-ray bursts, GRBs. The shallow flux evolution before the steep decline is consistent with a plausible scenario where the jet power scales linearly with the disk mass. We suggest that the jets from NS mergers have two components: a short-duration narrow one corresponding to the prompt gamma-ray emission and a long-lasting wide component producing the EE. This leads to a prediction that orphan EE, without the prompt gamma rays, may be a promising electromagnetic counterpart for NS mergers observable by future wide-field X-ray surveys. The long-lived disk produces a slow ejecta component that can efficiently thermalize the energy carried by beta decay electrons up to T100d and contributes 10. This was late-time accretion in neutron star mergers, implications for short gamma-ray bursts and kilonovae, by Wenbin Liu et al.